Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Mike Jewell, Millie Youngquist, and Jan Gallagher about a special concert coming to Washington this Sunday. Mike Jewell shares where the idea for the show came from.
I've had the privilege of teaching a lot of talented people over the years, both in schools, at the middle school and the high school, the elementary school, and teaching privately. It's always fun to hear how people are going on and doing things with what they've learned in school and, of course, particularly in the area of music and education, and started making a list, trying to think of people we could invite back to perform in our community. And now with the wonderful new auditorium at the high school, the Wapaic Center, thought it'd be great to try to get some people together. And so after discussing with the advisory committee, we have Heather Youngquist, Alyssa Bennett, and Emily Jewell coming to perform on October 1st.
So these are voices that people have heard throughout the years.
Yes, yes. They have been involved in countless community and high school musicals, and all girls were involved in audition for the Iowa All-State Chorus and many honor choirs and concerts. And
they were all involved with theater at the high school, too. And so right. I got a chance to work with them in that fashion. I was going to say the first time I heard Heather sing, I think she was maybe in eighth or ninth grade, and we were doing a musical, my final musical, and we needed some more voices. We wanted tap dancers, etc. And Heather was in the pit at a rehearsal with her father at the piano, and she started singing this song, and my jaw just dropped. And that was when she was in junior high. And all three of them, their voices have just blossomed over the years. From lots of hard work.
Were they in school at the same time?
Two of them, Heather and Emily, were 1 year apart in high school. And Alyssa Bennett graduated 6 years before Emily Jewell. So these students all came within a six-year span of time, which is kind of amazing because they've all gone on to sing professionally and had lots of voice lessons and additional degrees and many, many experiences in music and theater.
And what's it like as a mother to hear that your daughter's coming back to town to sing in the brand new auditorium?
Oh, she's very excited. She's kind of has been a part of it all. We've kept her up to snuff about, you know, information, and she's very excited. She's just moved back to Iowa recently, and so, you know, she's even closer and is very excited about performing here. I just have to kind of pinch myself to think, my goodness, that's my daughter.
In the past few years, I've had the chance, the opportunity to hear both Heather and Emily sing in professional situations, and it was just amazing. And the last one, I saw Heather in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, I believe, mm-hmm. and here in Washington doing some singing. And Emily, I had heard in town, but I also heard her when she was playing Mrs. Potts in the Broadway musical Beauty and the Beast while she was touring in Chicago. It was amazing. And what was really exciting is that just across the aisle was Heather and her husband, who had come to see the same show. And my bucket list is to go to Chicago and hear Alyssa sing professionally, too.
Wow. And what kind of music will the audience hear? Is it going to be mostly solos, or are they going to collaborate?
Actually, they are collaborating on several numbers where they're going to all sing together as in trio form, and the type of music ranges from, you know, opera and operetta all the way to jazz and musical theater. They each have kind of a little different aspect of singing to bring in, so it will not all be the same thing by any means.
So the audience will get to hear some pieces they may not be familiar with and some they could potentially sing along with.
That's right, exactly.
And if somebody's interested in going, how do they get a ticket? Where do they need to go?
The simplest way is to go online to WashingtonAuditorium.org, and there's a website there. It's wonderful, and they can just order their tickets that way, pick their exact same seat. At this point, I think they have to pick their tickets up at the will call window because it's too late to have them mailed, but they can also print them from their own computer. That's what I always do, which really is quick. They can also go to the Chamber of Commerce. We sell tickets there, and if they're there at least an hour or a little bit more, sometimes we get a lot of people at the very last minute, and it slows things down. So the earlier they can get there, the better. So the box office. We'll be open an hour before the show.
And there is going to be a special reception afterwards catered by Cafe Dodici. Those tickets are available for purchase at the Chamber of Commerce or Dodici's shop.
The women will have a chance to meet their audience, and right. The audience will have a chance to see these young women whom they probably have not seen for quite a few years.
So it's a chance to catch up.
Right.
I hope a lot of their former teachers show up. I think that would be exciting for both groups.
Right.
That's been today's Washington Page for KCII with Mike Jewell, Jan Gallagher, and Millie Youngquist speaking about the three Iowa Sopranos performing in Washington this Sunday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.